Okay, please bear with me. I don't have much of a voice, but nonetheless. Rav Hudraham in Seder Tfilos Tanios writes that there's something quite unusual about Asara B'Tevis. It's possible for a Tainus to fall out on Shabbos, Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av which falls out on Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, obviously we fast on Shabbos. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, that is not true. The Sugya Megillah and Daf Hei, that is a Nirche. Avudraham writes that Asara B'Teves is somewhat unusual that it can fall out on Erev Shabbos. And then we do indeed fast on Erev Shabbos. And then Avudraham writes a striking line that our calendar doesn't allow for this, but if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, one would fast on Shabbos. It's similar to Yom Kippur. In what sense is that true? Well, we know when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Torah tells us Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Droshas, the Gemara has in Yuman Daf Be'alef, and the same phrase is found when it comes to Asara B'Teves. Avram quotes the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perach Avdalet, Samach, Melech, Bavel, El Yerushalayim, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And just as, Etzem Hayom Hazeh, it's true when it comes to Yom Kippur, and therefore that would apply even on Shabbos. In principle, that would apply to Asara B'Teves as well, although our calendar doesn't allow for Asara B'Teves to fall on Shabbos, but indeed it does fall on Erev Shabbos, and of course, we fast. Beis Yosef cites this Avudraham, Tavkuf Nun, and Beis Yosef just writes that he's so surprised, he doesn't know what the source of this Avudraham is. Why would one indeed think that that is the case? That somehow you could fast on Shabbos? That Tisha B'Av, no. Tisha B'Av was a nidche. But that wouldn't apply when it comes to Asara B'Teves. That would not be a nidche. I understand when it comes to Yom Kippur, Tana Sibur Daraisa, but in Tisha B'Av, it's Chal on Shabbos. And yet, obviously, we don't fast. Why would one think that Asara B'Teves somehow is more chomor in that regard than Tisha B'Av itself? One possibility is based on a comment of the Or Sameach, who discusses this, Perakei Epochus Tanios. The Or Sameach quotes a chiddush of the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer. For years, this was kind of unknown. It was even assumed by many that this was a Tol Sofer in the Or Sameach, because you look at the Mabit, we don't have it. In recent years, a new Madura of the Kiryas Sefer came out, Maduras Noventia, and there's a Haggah of the Mabit in the Sefer that apparently that the Rosh Hashanah had access to, because it's found black and white. An incredible Chiddush that Midaraisa, one is not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So how is it, for example, the Sugyan Tainus Daf Yud Aleph, that one has a Tainus Chalom, even on Shabbos? After all, if Midaraisa, Tainus is considered to be forbidden, so Mabit writes a stunning Chiddush, and that is the Issa, the Rice of Tainus B'Shabbos, is only Me'es Le'es. It's only if you're fasting for a 24-hour window of time. If a person would be eating at night and only fasting during the day, so in such a case, that would not be encroaching Daraisa on the mitzvah of Achila and Oneg Shabbos. It's only the entirety of the day. So therefore, a person, unfortunately, has a troublesome dream on Friday night, he's fasting during the day, but part of those elements of Oneg, of course, he's already fulfilled because of the Sudos and the like Balayla. Well, because the Isra Mikar Hadin is only fasting Meisleis. That's the Chiddush that the Mabit, in fact, writes. Or Sameach is bothered by this. You know, there is a Gemara Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis, something stunning, that Bikesh Rebbe Lakor Tisha B'Av, that Rebbe Sama wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, so stunning, no? Tosus discusses the Tosus Yishanim, Vigil Daf Hei Amud Beis. What exactly does that mean? How is it possible for Rebbe to think of uprooting Tisha B'Av? Take a look at the Tosus, different deos, right? Tosus says, no, maybe Rebbe felt the most appropriate date to commemorate Churban Abayis is not the 9th of Av, but the 10th of Av. Or maybe that Rebbe wanted to simply just change certain elements of the Tainus, but not absolutely to uproot. And that very Gemara, Megillat Daf Yomi Beis, discusses the following, that Rebbe expressly was addressing a case of Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, that you can't fast on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. So what do? Do you fast on Sunday? Or can you apply a principle of Dichui? Ho V'Nidche Yidoche. But since you're not fasting at the appropriate time, so therefore you don't fast at all. Ooh. So you know what? Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. And I ask you, what do? So you know, maybe you're going to tell me, I'm not sure. I really don't know the sugya so well. So I'm not a posek. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But you know what? You know what I'm going to suggest? What did you do 3 weeks ago? What did you do 3 weeks ago? I don't have to know the sugyas. I don't have to be a posek. But what did you do on Shiva Sivatamas? No? You're raising a question now. Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. What exactly is the deal? What do you mean, what's the deal? So whatever you did 3 weeks ago, do now. Oh, 3 weeks ago is a nidche. Oh, okay, so maybe here also. No? The Gemara discusses Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. And what about Shiva Sivatamas Shechalios B'Shabbos? Oh, you know what the answer is? What's that? The Mabit. There's a big difference between Tisha B'Av and Shiva Sivatamas. No. Tisha B'Av, the Tanis is Meis Leis. Shiva Sivatamas, the Tanis is only Bayom. The possibility of applying a principle of Dichui means by essence, by definition, you cannot. That's only true on Tisha. That's only true on Tisha. That was Rabbi Skiddish. Because Tisha B'Av is a Tanis which is Meis, and that flies in the face of Shabbos because Midaraisa, one is not allowed to go ahead and do so. Oh, so therefore, what do you do now? Maybe then one could apply a principle of Dichui. But Ursameach writes the Chiddush that, you know what, Dichui cannot necessarily apply to Shiva Sivatamos, because one could fulfill the mitzvah sachila me'ikar hadin balayla. It's only a tainus which is biyom. So even if the Chachamim were to decide that, you know what, Hemamru ve'Hemamru, that will allow you to fast the next day, but you can't apply the principle of Dichui. And therefore, or Sameach writes such a Kiddush, 3 weeks ago they fasted on Sunday. But that does not necessarily mean that that's what you should do when it comes to Tisha B'Av, because since the time this is Me'es La'es, so therefore this issue as well. Wow. So or Sameach points out that, you know what, that this is relevant when it comes to this Avud Raham, that is it so obvious that one cannot fast on a Sarvat Eves that falls out on Shabbos? The Tainus is only Beyom. The Tainus is only Beyom. And therefore one could, to an extent, fulfill many aspects of the Mitzvah Sechil of Shabbos Balayim. And this Tainus is only Meis Leis. And therefore, that's the Chiddush that the Avud Raham writes. That in principle we would have fasted on Asar B'Teves even during that particular time. And Rosh Hashanah goes a step further. Is there any raya to Avud Raham? Oh, so Rosh Hashanah writes, yes, there's a raya. Erev and Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara raises the following issue. Bar Bei Rav D'Yosef B'Tanisei. You have a Yachid, who's fasting on Friday. When does that tainus end? Would one argue, for example, you know, with the onset of Shabbos, the tainus ends? Or maybe one would argue, no, not the onset of Shabbos, maybe you have to wait until Tzeisak HaChovim for the tainus to end. So that's the din, Erev Lef Melebeis, Bar Beirav Diyosu B'Tanis. Your person took upon himself to fast, for whatever reason, on Friday. What exactly is the precise moment that the tainus comes to an end? So you know what the Diyuk or Sameach is? Why does the Gemara only raise this issue about Bar Beirav Yosef B'Tanisei? I'll tell you more basic question. Klal Yisrael, who fasts on Asar B'Teves, which falls out on Friday, when do you end the Tainus? Do you end at the Knisas Kedushas Yom of Shabbos? Do you have to wait until it says? Why is this a Shail of Bar Beirav? There's no Hechatinsa. That's not right. Asar B'Teves falls out on Friday. The Gemara should address that issue straight now, no? So in order, Sameach writes the following. No, that's a Devar Posh. That if a Sarah B'Teves falls out on Friday, you have to wait until it says. Because what are you going to argue? No, the Kedusha Shriyom HaShabbos and its onset should sever the Tainus. Of course, that's not true. You know why? Because in principle, Even if Asar Batavius would fall on Shabbos, you would fast even on Shabbos itself. And even though, yeah, our calendar can't allow for that to happen, ooh, what a deal, go or Sameach. But it's obvious you're not going to cut the tainus prematurely because of Shabbos, when in principle, you could have fasted Asar Batavius Shechal B'Shabbos. So that's why it's a Devar Pashut, that tainus is only going to end at Lachar Zman. But the Gemara says, what about a case of Avar Be'Rav Diyosu B'Tanis? Oh, so that's the Biur, and that's the Diuk of Or Sameach Tes Avod Raham. If you look in the classic, now, Rashi, Sud Miglon Dafe, Rashi's Mufurish, that if a servitor is fallen on Shabbos, you would not fast. You look in Meiri, Megillah Dafe, Mufurish. You look at the Rambam, Perakei of Okustanios, Mufurish, against Avod Raham. And you look at Ibn Ezra. Where Ibn Ezra? Zmiris. No? Zmiris. Yeshma Shabbos. No? There's something unique about Yom Kippur. No? Vavarm Yom Kippur Avoni. No? Yom Kippur, you fast on Shabbos. And it doesn't apply any other time. Unless you can interpret that of Ibn Ezra and the Zmiris. Yeah, because practically speaking, Asar Batavius can't fall on Shabbos. So Lamaisa, that's the only exception. But in principle, that would not be the case. Wow. Important Raya. Raya from Zmiris. Raya from Zmiris. I remember Basha Weiss once told me, you know, he was very happy. He wrote a Sefer on Zmiris. You ever see the Minchas Asher on Zmiris? You know, so he was very happy that so I went to look at it. Kiddush Lechemishin Nesud Shabbos Alekis Aneiros. I could have written that Sefer on Zmiris. There's a little bit on Zmiris also, but you know, most of it's in Yanei Shabbos. But there's some very beautiful Varas on the Zmiris as well, even though it's the Mir. It's not. That's Ebenezer's piyut. But Avud Raham writes, it's based on Etzin. Etzin. What exactly is that Kiddush? That when it comes to Asar Batavius, Samach Melech Ba'el Yerushalayim Be'etzin, Be'etzin Miyom Hazeh, why is that something that's so striking, Be'etzin Miyom Hazeh? Well, so I'll tell you the following Ha'ar. There is the Minchas Chinuch, Shin Aleph, where the Minchas Chinuch raises a very, very basic question. Let's assume, for example, a typical times. Let's say Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos. Shivas B'Tammuz falls out on Shabbos. Why is it obvious that it's an Idche? Why is it obvious that it's an Idche? Well, you're going to say, well, look, there's a mitzvah sachila. There's a mitzvah sachila. Yeah, but I'll tell you the following. The mitzvah sachila Shabbos, is that so obvious as a din d'oraisa? Oh, mavet, chiddush. Is that so obvious it's a din d'oraisa? Yeah, the Sukhi Sakh and Daf Kofei, Shabbos Kofi Zayin, that you know, Suda Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, Ichlu Hayom. Yeah, but we assume that those are not Joshua's Daraisa. We don't assume those are Joshua's Daraisa. When the Rambam describes the Chiv of Suda Shabbos, the Rambam does not do so as that which is Daraisa. The Rambam describes, and I've often mentioned, Hey of Ocha Shabbos, Berak Lamed of Ocha Shabbos, Kavod and Onik, Vehim of Furoshim al Yedei Hanavim. In other words, where do you see the notion of Yichlu Hayom as an Asmacht? And where do you see Oneg Shabbos, a Navi, Divrei Kabbalah? So I ask you very simply the following. So good, Mi Divrei Kabbalah, there's a mitzvah sachila. But Mi Divrei Kabbalah Netanyas, isn't there an Isser achila? After all, when you look in the Pesukim in Zechariah, Perches, Son Ravi, Sama Chamishi, Son Asiri. So don't you find the Tanyas Divrei Kabbalah as well? So Minchas Chinuch writes, a mitzvah shin aleph. So you have achiv tainus midivrei kabbalah, and you have achiv suda midivrei kabbalah. So you're pretty torn, but seemingly you're torn with equal chiyuvim, with equal chiyuvim. So how do you maneuver when you're torn with equal chiyuvim, equal chiyuvim? Now let's a person, for example, brings a karban. And all of a sudden, the dam of carbon A becomes mixed with the dam of carbon B. So that's a real problem, because one carbon, they're dalet zrikos. And one carbon, there's only zrikachas. So, you know, each way I turn is a problem. If I offer the carbon with too many zrikos, that's baltosif. Too few zrikos is nisarov, baltigra. So what exactly do you do? If you have a choice of baltosif and baltigra, what should you do? Whoa, so that's exactly what the Gemara formulates. You know, shave al tasa adif. Shave al tasa adif. You're better off to shave al tasa and not than the kumbes say yes. The kumbes say you're going to violate patosif as opposed to the shave al tasa. That's the Gemara's principle. Shave al tasa adif. That's the klal gadol. Shave al tasa adif. So if I'm in a situation where I have an isra achila and a mitzvah achila, so why is it obvious that it's an idcha? Why shouldn't I assume? So shave out tasa adif. Shave out tasa adif. So fulfill the tainis b'shave out tasa, as opposed to violating the tainis b'kumvese, failure to fulfill the mitzvah sachila, okay, b'shave out tasa, as opposed to an isra achila, which is b'kumvese. So why isn't it obvious that you apply the principle of shave out tasa adif? That's the minchas kinuch kasha. Mitzvah shin aleph. Minchas Chinuch writes an unbelievable ha'ara, and you know what? This chiddush, the Minchas Chinuch, is found in the Ritva twice. Rosh Hashanah Yerches, Tainis Chavah. Two places in Ritva here, two places in Ritva. Yes, it's true, the Navi Zechariah, Perches, speaks about Tainis. When exactly is this Tainis? You know what the answer is? Son Haravi, Son HaChamishi, Son HaSiri. A month of. That's a stunning chiddush of Ritva. You know what? That when the Navi speaks about the time that a person who is Mis'avel al Yerushalayim, there's a month. You know, the halacha, we recognize the character, the flavor of a month. Now, you meet somebody on the street, right, and you ask him, do you feel like differently in January than in February? I'll probably look at you like you're nuts. You know, like, January informs the day. It really makes a difference whether it's February 1st or whether it's the last day in January. It really, a chalos, you know? You ask a person, do you feel differently in other than you do in av? Of course, no? A month is, you know, there's nothing about our luach that's random, that's capricious, that's a convention. Everything is exquisite. And there's nothing exquisite about the secular calendar, right? It's all absolutely random. Well, it's hard even to remember which months have 30 and 31 and 28, you know, without mnemonics, because it doesn't make sense. But it doesn't have to make sense. It's just a convention. No? The luach, our luach is a convention. Our luach is, you know, chachma sabore. There's every nuance of our luach. It's a stunning example of the difference between, anameyu v'heimameyu. Now that the chachma, the sod ha'ibur of our luach, as opposed to a secular calendar, which is absolute convention. So a person's going to ask you, do you really feel different between Adar and Nisan and Av? Of course. But you feel the same way in Elul that you do in Adar? You're in the wrong yeshiva. No, of course you can't feel the same way in Elul as you do in Adar. Now, how can that be? No? It's clear. They're dinim, no. You say, no, Agarash al Pesach, no, Yacham and Rosh Chodesh. Unbelievable. There's a mitzvah of Sipri Tzisi, mitzvah of Daraisa. So if not for Gzeres HaKosa, Vav Yomu, I would have said, anytime during Nisan. You know, anytime during Nisan, because then it's Ebrites. Because the Chodesh Ha'aviv Yatzasim in Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim didn't just happen in a day, it happened in a month. And therefore, there's a Chodesh of Geulah. The Chodesh of Yitzhak and Mitzrayim. And therefore the Netziv writes, everyone agrees, even Chachamim, that the Iker Chiyuv of Shon V'Darshin is from Chodesh Nisan and on. And even though, yes, Shloshim Yom, but there's a transition. Oh, the Netziv writes there in Shmos Lamed Aleph, the Chodesh of Yitzhak and Mitzrayim. You look in Yerushalmi, the Red Begim Maseches Megillah, Shit Rabbi Nasan. Kol HaChodesh Kasha the Kriyas HaMegillah. It's unbelievable, no? You can lay in the Megillah during any time and other. No, HaChodesh Asher Nepach. HaChodesh Asher Nepach. No, there's a Chodesh of Purim. No, not just simply a day, not the day of. The Gemara has in Chagigat HaTes. The Gemara says, B'Chodesh HaShmita Chogo also. That you know what? The Gemara has such a Havami, if not for Gzeres HaKosu, that a Karban Chagig can be offered during the entire month of Yantah. You know what the Tzad HaShavah Shavim of all these cases is? That, you know, there's an exquisite character to a Chodesh. And therefore, it's not surprising when the Navi Zechariah speaks about Avelus, it's not a day, but it's a Chodesh. It's a Chodesh. Chodesh Aravi, Chodesh HaChamishi, Chodesh HaAsiri, Ad Kedei Kach U'Ritfa, Ben Chesrin HaChakleng, Shin Aleph, Reb Chaim Al HaShas, and Os Mem Dalet, that the month is Divrei Kabbalah. The day is Drabam. The day is Drabam. You know, that changes your view on an Idche, you know? Sometimes you hear people say, this year, it's only an Idche. Only an Idche? Only an Idche? The choice of the day is Drabana. But what day of this month of Av are you fasting? No? If the day is going to be the 10th of Av, guess what? That's the time it's going to break up. That's the time it's going to break up. You have to fast. It's on Ravi, it's on Chamishi, it's on Asiri. So Min Cheskinach writes the Chiddush. That's why it's obvious that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, that the mitzvah achila midivrei kabbalah takes preference over the iser achila, because the mitzvah achila is midivrei kabbalah, and the iser achila on Shabbos is only drabanan. What about the tainis? No. You'll fulfill the tainis midivrei kabbalah by fasting on Sunday, and that's exactly why you can have an idche. That's why you don't say sheva tasadif. Sheva tasadif means you have two equal chiyuvim, bal tosif and bal tigra. Sheva tasadif. Here, one tower is above, and therefore not. Ooh, I will plug this into the Budraham. But according to Budraham, there's something unusual about a Sarva Teves. No? The Etzem Ayom Hazeh. Wow. The Etzem Ayom Hazeh. It's not just a Chodesh. What's unique about the Sarva Teves was that there, all of a sudden, the Navi Yechezkel links Asarva Teves to a day, to a day. Not just simply to a month of Teves, to a day of Teves. That's like Yom Kippur. It's not just simply to fast during the month of. The month of? No. Here. Yisishu l'chodesh v'ered. That's Betzim Yom Hazeh. And in Achinami, if the Torah or the Navi will single out a day, we're back to our Shevat HaSadeh. And therefore, in principle, wow, the fast would occur even at that particular time. It's a stunning possibility to understand that element of the uniqueness of Asar B'Teves. In principle, it could be Doche Sashamis. In principle, it could be Doche. You know, usually when we think about elements of the Chorban, there are other days that seem to reign supreme, the actual time of the Chorban. But as some Sofer writes, you know, Pirushan, this morning Slichas, not that, but the Tchila Sapronos. Now that already was triggered this particular time. At this particular time in Asar B'Teves, there was still something that we could have done. That this was when we were forewarned and we chose to ignore, to look the other way. And when that happens, that's considered to be of such incredible substance and magnitude. You know, sometimes you can fast to remember what happens in the past. Sometimes like Tanis Halom, you're fasting because something is imminent here and now. And that Tanis Halom, the Tanis B'Yom is even on Shabbos as well. You're not fasting to remember it once was, but you're acknowledging that something happened right now that indicates that an Esar is ensuing, an Esar is pending, and therefore, Enochinami, right? At Chiddush. But all this, Poshav Shat embedded in that stunning comment of Avudraham, right, that recognition, that to recognize, to be mindful even of Golos and Gula and Churban, right, even now, not only the times of Tisha B'Av, and how, that somewhat ironically, that at the time of Tisha B'Av, the ultimate Sreifa, there will be an Idche. But here, the Navi is telling us that that's a Yom Hazeh, that's something a person has to be incredibly, incredibly careful about. I once remember Moshe Weiss suggesting a different read entirely of Avudram. Avudram writes the following, after all the Pasuk says, Etzim HaMazeh, and sits it's Etzim HaMazeh, En Yochli Chosa L'Yom Acher. That's the Lashon of Avudram. And since it's Etzim HaMazeh, can it be an Idche? The others, where the Torah gives you a range, it can be an Idche. But when it comes to here, Etzim HaMazeh, En Yochli Chosa L'Yom Acher. You can't push off. You can't push off. What does "can't push off" mean? Poshav Shana Avudraham means you can't push off means you fast on Shabbos. Rav Shweisland suggested, you look in Avud Ram, it's really not clear. Maybe Enyel Chosim Acher means that year you don't fast. You can't fast on Shabbos. Ooh, because without this lumdus, what do you mean? The fasting on Shabbos reigns supreme. But what about the option of being a nidche? You know, a nidche is possible when it comes to other tanyas. But here, if the pasuk says, Betzem Yom Hazeh, if it can't be now, then it's not. If it can't be now, then it's. Sometimes we have a tanya like that, no? A person, for example, can fast on Yahrzeit, Yom Shemes Ba'avad, Yom Shemes Ba'rabba, Yisugin Shvuas. Let's assume, for example, that day Shafal Lili can't fast on Shabbos. We don't necessarily assume on Nidche to fast a day that's not, it's not the Yahrzeit. Not the Yahrzeit, no? Maybe that's Pshat Avud Ram. En Yothin Chos Liyom Acher, in a very different sense. But Poshe Pshat Avud Ram, it means that, no, in principle, the fast will be as Rosh Hashanah rides on Shabbos, but something very, very unusual. It's an important Musar Haskalah because, you know, during the summer months, we're so mindful of Churban Habayis. And Asar B'Tavis, just get through the day. No, get through the day. But more is necessary, no? One has to recognize the Tchilas HaParanos and the forewarning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and some that's relevant, obviously. Not only during a time of Churban, but when one lives through the experience of Churban Habayis, living without a Beis HaMikdash, a person has to be very, very mindful of that as well. The Rambam writes, the whole purpose of a Tainus is La'orer halavalos liftoch b'darchei hatshuva. No, it's not about the eating and fasting. No, it's recognize a tool to be able to be chozer b'tshuva and to raise the bar in terms of one's commitment toward Avodas Hashem. That's something which is critical. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes at such length that relevant in general, but certainly for B'nai Torah, B'nai Yeshiva, that the real tshuva me'ava is hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. To be able to rededicate yourself, right, to esek b'Torah, That is our tool. That is considered to be our vehicle. And one, no doubt, has to be mindful of. You know, it's a pressureful time for the Talmidim that I understand, and on a threshold of a little bit of a break, a ben hazmanim, but you know, that's an important time to really rededicate, and obviously to reassess. You know, an amazing phenomenon of the Siyam HaShas. You see so many balabatim now who are kind of making all types of cheshbonos. You know, how can they make this work? And how can they join in? And those are those who does so, that how can they do so with ample chazara to make sure that they're chazaring, that one of my balabatim developed now, and the whole new system of chazara when it comes to the lom de daf yom. You know, you see that that's kind of the energy. Huh? Some people are speaking about Iran and impeachment, and others are speaking about, you know, the haschal of brachos and how to be konim. How to be konim masechta is a little bit better, no? And that shouldn't just be a discussion of balabatim who are learning the Daf Yomi. It has to be for us as well, you know, to make sure that we do so. I'll tell you an amazing, amazing comment of the Gaon. We're learning Masechet Shabbos. Some of you have a Gemara in front of you. Now take a look at Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara writes the following. Gemara is that you know, but the Gaon has like such an unbelievable statement, no? The Gemara writes, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, 7 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Amrei Shlokish. My dichsiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk in Yeshayahu Lamed Gimel? Right, Vahaya Munas Itecha Choshen Yeshuas Chochems Vadas. Now, what is the meaning of that pasuk? No? So the meaning of the pasuk, so Rish Lakish says very simply, that pasuk is, what do you mean? That's referring to Shisha Sidin Mishnah. That's referring to Torah Shabbat. Right? So clearly, no? Emunas is Seder Zerayim, and Itecha is Moim. And Chosin is Seder Nashi. No? So that pasuk encapsulates the whole world, you know? So that we know, no? By Munas Itecha. Good. Well, all of a sudden, continue reading the Gemara, no? The Gemara now says, 2 lines down, no? 5 lines. Levano, the Gemara says, Bravo, no? Bravo says, Kishmach Nisan Adon Ledin. All of a sudden, they realize, you know, Lassad Lavo, you're going to have to stand before Bezim Shamala. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you a whole series of questions, no? A whole series of questions. Okay? Asaita v'asata b'emuna. You know, did you do business with integrity and kavat eating the Torah? Nasakta v'piri v'rivya. Well, you know, on the side of the daf, it tells you, take a look at the Tosfos now. Where's that Tosfos? Sener Dazayin? No? Tosfos of Amish Asira Gluya? No? Here, the Gemara, what's the first question that you're asked? You know, like in Bezim Shema, first question? Not, were your business dealings done faithfully? No? That sounds a little bit unusual. No, that's the first question. That's the first question. Yeah, it's important. You know, okay. You know, an afternoon. But like, that's the first question. That's the first question that you're asked. Tosfos is Mefurish. No, it's Mefurish against the Gemara. Sener Dazayin. There, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Tchilas dino shalom is antama Torah. Is antama Torah. Yeah, having an important worth ethic is critically important, but that, it doesn't start there. It doesn't start there. Ooh, that's Tosfos is there. Tosfos is there. So the Gon makes just an unbelievable comment, no? So put one finger on Rish Lakish and the next finger on Rava, no? And read. That's unbelievable, no? That's unbelievable. So the Gon writes that, no? So Rava says that you should realize that, no? Machnisim ad ladin, and they start asking questions. The first question is, Aseitan Santa Demuna, you know? Were you Oseik in Amuna? What's Amuna? Two lines up, no? Two lines up, no? What is Emuna Sitecha? What is Emuna? Emuna, the Gon writes, is Seder's right. Seder's right. And what's the next question? Not Kavati to the Torah. Yeah, what's the next? No? Emuna Sitecha. Itecha. Kavati Itin. What is Itecha? Seder Mo. The Seder Mo. No? And Asaka Purview of you. What is that? No? That's Chosen. Right? What is Chosen? Seder Nashim, no? And what is Rashi? Rashi writes, Hayinu Chosen, no? Rashi writes that on the daf, no? Sometimes it's a small Rashi, they're like, whoa, what do you mean Hayinu Chosen? Yeah, Hayinu Chosen. Hayinu Chosen of two lines up in the Gemara, no? And that's like unbelievable. And see peace of the Yeshua. What's Yeshua? The Gemara just said what Yeshua is. No, Yeshua is Seder Nezikin. No? That's what the Gon writes. And on Popalta Bechachma, what is Chachma? The Gemara says Chachma says Kodshim. And Ivanta Dogmitok Dover is Taras. No? That's before Shem the Gemara. So the Gon writes, you can't stop in between, no? 7 lines, 7 lines, 5 lines, 7 lines, no. This is one Anshet. You know what? The six kashas you're going to be asked, right? Eventually, is how well did you master? All the Sidri Hashmas. And Tosfos is Kasha on the side. Sener Dazayin. But how does this fit with the Gemara Sener Dazayin? That Chilas Dino Shalom Azam Esek Betorah? The Gon writes, that's exactly Chat in the Gemara, no? Yeah, it's an Esek Betorah. It's not just Esek Betorah, like, do you learn? No. Did you master? Right. The Sidri Hashas. That has to be like the mission. That has to be the mission. No? And that's something that that has to be part of the mindset. No? And sometimes it's not. But what we see that's like inspirational about so many of the Sum that we just experienced the past week is that, you know, they're like shifos. They're aspirations to be able to soar, to be able to soar. Everyone lefi madrigaso, to be able to overreach. I mean, you see people who, you know, they struggle in the Blat Gemara, and they're making siyumim and seeing, you know, whole panorama shows. Unusual. And for B'nai Yeshiva, the bar is raised. So you have to really, you know, take this upon yourself. Not in terms of formal Kabbalahs, but in terms of shifos, to recognize that what you're capable of. And there's no better time to contemplate this than on a tainus of Bet Samayom Hazeh, when you realize the whole essence of the tainus is that this is a tchilas paranius, where we're still at a time that, you know, things can shift. But it requires that there has to be that broader sense of aspiration and commitment and shifos for Avodas Hashem. So that's something that you have to do. Those shifos are absolutely critical. If I go over to You know, like Baba Basa is learning Daf Yomi now, and ask him how many block you need to learn in the next 2 weeks. The answer is clear: another 14, and another 21, another 28. No. So I'm going to get up at the very beginning of the next month and say, how many block did you learn in the past few weeks? No. The answer better be that both in Kamas and Echelas, that hours and hours. See, during the Zman, your timing is balanced. And no doubt you're torn. You'd like to learn more, but there's certain pressures. And sometimes that takes you away from it. So I'll tell you, what exactly is the litmus test about how sincere that statement is, that my sheaf is two more, but you know what, I have certain commitments and obligations that I have to. So what happens when you experience a window of time when those pressures are not exactly there? Not exactly there. So you have a little bit of time off where you don't have the daily classes and college routine. So how many hours exactly are you spending learning? How many hours you're going to spend learning during that break is going to shed incredible light on the hours that you're not learning during the Zman because of the counterbalance, because there are other considerations. But if even when the time is freed up, but nonetheless still one is not soaring in terms of the kamos neches and learning, so that's what the Beis HaLevi writes. That's not like an onus rachman apatre. Not because even if the onus is not there, it doesn't shift the scale. It doesn't shift the dynamic. So here I'm telling you, like in Kamas and Echus, you really have to set incredible goals for yourself. Incredible goals for yourself, right? It's not beyond to be able to pick another parak of Shabbos and go through another parak very, very well at least. And an expectation, I would say, is to chazer all the wonderful shiurim that you heard throughout the entire Zman. In terms of Kamos, we didn't learn so many blot by nature of, right, the Perek Kol Gadol, but hopefully, vistas and horizons of sugyos that you have to be able to chazer, and you have to have that very, very clear. And that's something that a person has to begin taking advantage of, right, immediately. So that's something that I urge you, urgently to do. The purpose of these, breaks is not simply to get away from and to somehow come back refreshed in the sense that, your long-lost friend. No, but see to it that you embrace these shifos to see that what could do, right? It's an unbelievable comment that the Gaon has. If you want to see it quoted, take a look in the back of the Gemara in front of you, the Maritzchias, right? The Maritzchias in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, right? So this is the Chiddush of the Gaon. And then the Maritzchias just points out, and when you look carefully in Rashi, sounds like Rashi is saying the exact thing, no? Rashi, the Gadlusa just says a couple words, like, Hainu Chosen. Yeah, but that's it. No, it means combine the memories of the Gemara. So that means that those are the shifos the person has to have. No? Emunah, Sitecha, Chosh, Nishuos, Chachma, Vadas, that now that you have to really accomplish. No? You have to see to it that you're going to really master the Sidrei Hashas. And it's true that, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes perseverance, but lachach nazarta, that's why you're here. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu created you. No? So embrace that opportunity. And be mispal to Kadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya, and you'll be zoche to unbelievable things. That I will tell you is one of the most important lessons in life. I always quote, as you know, that Ramban in Parshas Noach and Perek Vav Pasuk Yates, that the mission is to embark on a journey that seems to be impossible. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do so, Ma demifkadasi boilach lemeva, and you'll see time after again that, that if you just do it with a sense of tmimus and amuna and amelus and bitachon, you end up accomplishing things that you think were beyond your reach. So that's something I think you have to think very, very carefully, very, very carefully about. I think that's probably the most important takeaway, I think, from many of the siyumim that you participated in, the siyum hashas and so on, and that is that shifos and aspirations, right, can really determine what you're made up of. And if a person is mishtadel, and a person is mispalel, right, a person can accomplish the world. There's a medrash in Parshas Nitzavim that writes that that's really the meaning of those psukim, that lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechokehi, that the Torah of Hashem is not beyond, it's not distant, it's not out of reach, it's not inaccessible. Ki karav alecha hadavar ma'od b'ficha levavcha la'asosa, it's right there. The Medrash writes, the mashlam ha'adavar dome, that two people are famished, they enter a room, and there is food, but there's a cathedral ceiling, and kikar toli ba'avir, and the food is suspended from the ceiling. So the Medrash there needs of him writes that the tipesh walks out and says, it's beyond my reach. And the pikeach says, v'halo mitalosa. Someone put it there. Someone put it there. It means it's accessible. And that's what the Medrash writes. It's true when it comes to Esek Patara, that you don't become overnight, but you know, night after night, night after night. All of a sudden, that's something that is absolutely transformative. And the Medrash writes a stunning line. The Pasuk, lo niflesi mimcha, it's not beyond your reach. The Medrash writes the following, v'im niflesi, and if you think it is, it's beyond your grasp, v'im niflesi, comma, mimcha. That's your inappropriate view. That's your mindset. But that's not how Kadosh Baruch Hu created you. Kadosh Baruch Hu created our keshir with the Torah Hashem, ki karav alecha davar ma'od b'ficha levavcha lasos. When the Gemara tells us in Yin Daf Lamed that you taught the Torah Hashem before you're born, you know what that means? You did it once. You're simply recollecting. Now you're wired. You're wired to learn. Now the real DNA is Yin Daf Lamed. Now that you're wired to be able to. Does it mean it's always the easiest pursuit? You know what? The most important things in life should not and never come easy. They come with amelus. They come with ishtadlus. That they come with absolute commitment and perseverance. And that's how one has to approach emunah sitecha, to be able to recognize that, you know, you want to get all six questions right, according to the Gaon. No? All six. Not just a few blot of nezikin and a few blot of nashim. No, you want to get all the questions right. No? And all the questions, the Gaon writes, are about the primacy, the esek of the Torah Hashem. Son of Ezra Hashem, you should have that siyata d'shamayim, to be able to commit yourself, to grow in the Torah Hashem. No better time to do so than at a time of a tainis, right, on the threshold of a little of a break of ben hazmanim, and the aftermath of siyumi hashas, where hopefully you emerge, inspire, and take advantage, channel that inspiration, to see to it that Baruch Hashem, together with Yiras Hashem Yotzara, the real Yiras Shamayim, that will harness, that will channel all those shifos and kochos and efesh to be able to develop, to be able to grow, to be able really to be konen, right? All different aspects of the munah sitach and chos nishuos kochma vadas. You're capable. It's just a question of positioning yourself, davening takarish baruch for the most appropriate siyata d'shamayim.